My name is Isaac, and I play drums. Isaac Teal.
Well, tell me about your influences. What did you listen to growing up?
Well, I listened to a lot of soul and gospel music growing up, and so the funk sort of came with that kind of backbeat kind of feel. But I started listening to like hip hop, and I just love old music, like old soul music. That's really where it's at.
Seems like there's a lot of the set I saw last night. A lot of stuff sort of mixed in.
Yeah, there's a lot of different genres. I feel like that we dip in and out of as a band. I mean, there's rock. There's hip hop elements. There's jazz elements. Somebody said that there are bluegrass elements in our band last night. So I was like, sure, why not?
Well, there's always a lot of bluegrass here. So I think sometimes people hear bluegrass, whether or not there is bluegrass in it. So
I would love to know what part they were talking about, though.
Right. You're a bluegrass artist. You didn't know it.
Like,
you come to
what
South-
exactly? When did when? You feel?
You come to Southwest Virginia. You're gonna play bluegrass.
I guess. Yeah, I guess so.
Let me get your name and what will you play?
Yeah, my name is Matt Gelbert. I play guitar. I grew up in a family. My dad and mom listened to a lot of different music, so there was always different stuff playing when I grew up. But I think the first stuff I fell in love with was like classic rock, like Hendrix and The Who, and that really got me into just rock and just playing guitar and, you know, imitating those musicians and what they were doing. That's what introduced me to music, and then it just branched off to everything else. You know, I got into like Fish and Frank Zappa and jazz, like Miles Davis, John Scofield. Just so now I have open ears. You know, I'm listening to whatever people suggest and whatever I like.
You happy to come back to Floyd Fest this year?
Oh yeah, yeah. Last year was one of the highlights of our summer for sure. So we knew that it was going to be a lot of fun coming back here, and they threw us on the Hill Holler stage this year. So it's kind of like a step up, which is really cool. And the crowd yesterday was really excited. Like, people here are awesome. It's just a really well run festival, and you know, it's like relaxed and everything's just goes real smooth, and people are just here to see good music.
I'm AC and I play keys. I'm excited to come back, man. I like how clean this festival is. I, you know, appreciate that it's family friendly. You know, it's not too crunchy, you know, and
what do you mean by crunchy?
Just a little, you know, sometimes festivals can be a little grimy. It's definitely fun, but sometimes you have to, you know, get your hands dirty. And you know, there's kids around here, and it's just like a certain upkeep, which is appreciated from an artist standpoint and from a patron standpoint. And the music's great, and like, you know, they've put us, our schedules, time slots have been awesome. So they're definitely putting us on a platform to stand out, and we really appreciate, you know, the respect and you know, how they like our music. So.
You play a lot of festivals?
Yeah.
What's the festival circuit like? Does it get to be a grind there for a while?
I mean, we've been doing festivals pretty much almost every weekend since, like, the last weekend of April. So it's definitely something that we've been doing a lot and keeping busy on. But we look forward to it, you know, just because you meet a lot of new people. There's a lot of new bands that you want to network with, that you want to meet, a lot of new music that you want to see that you wouldn't have to see or have the chance to see because you're touring all the time. So it's a great opportunity. I think we're really lucky to be a part of this one specifically.
My name is Charlie. I play bass guitar.
What's your last name?
Dolan.
Dolan, okay. You have a recent release out, correct? Talk about that.
It's our new album. It came out on the 22nd of July. It's called Collisions. And we started out beginning of the year. We just took like a whole month off, probably the only time we've had an extended period of time off as a band since then. And we just wrote a bunch of songs, and like we toured it for a while, and over the past few months we've just been recording it and going back on tour and all that, and it's different from our last album where we kind of just got in the studio, we had some ideas and songs we worked out. So this album's got a lot of a really good, like almost a live feel, as I feel like it's almost as close as we can get to our live show on a record. I mean, we're a live band, and like without a doubt, so it's just exciting to put it out there.
How do you guys write? Do you do it collaboratively, or does somebody take the lead?
I mean, everyone does their own individual writing, like whether it's for the band or other things. And but we definitely write together a lot too. Some of my favorite songs are like, you know, just sounds that AC brought up, and then we came up with, like, you know, just threw ideas back and forth. Sometimes people bring in an idea and it will turn to something completely different. So it's like we're pretty open and fluid, like, about how we write. Anyone can do anything, and, you know, no idea will be turned away. Everything's going to be given its, you know, its full stride, and we're going to try and work it out and make it the best song we can.
Talk about coming back to Foy Fest. You said something outside how happy you guys were to come back.
There's just a really great like vibe and energy here. It's like I was excited to get. I was like, man, I hope I'm not like pumping this festival to be like, because it was so good for us last year. It was one of my favorite musical moments of my entire life, probably. So I was like, all right, got to keep the expectations relatively all right. Really, from get-go, it was like the crowd was just so into it, and we feed off that so much. Like, it's just contagious. It really is. And I've never felt that as much as I have here, and particularly a bunch of other places.